On this week's Shropshire Star Sports podcast, discussing everything to do with AFC Telford United and Shrewsbury Town, it's star reporter Chris Hudson and debutante Dave Burrows.
So in the absence of James Garrison, who's off on his holidays this week, I'm joined by Dave Burrows, our news editor. And Dave, though, you're a big Shrewsbury fan, and I know you were there on Saturday watching them against Gillingham.
I sure was, yeah. A decent performance, decent 3 points, very much needed after the disappointing draw with the team at the bottom of the table. But still some question marks, I think, particularly over the finishing of our front pair, whoever they happen to be. We're a bit goal shy at the moment.
It's still a comfortable win, though, wasn't it, against the side that were just a point behind Shrewsbury?
Yeah, and whether it was the way Shrewsbury were set out or whether there were other factors, but a comfortable win, I would say, with no real threat to Chris Neil's goal. And as you say, with the team immediately behind you, then a nice six-pointer.
Yeah, by all accounts, Gillingham were a little disappointing.
They were pretty poor, I have to say. They didn't look like a team in the playoff places.
Shrewsbury probably owed them one as well after the playoff final a couple of years
ago.
Yes,
I think there was a bit of a revenge mission on the cards. There was certainly the expected banter in the crowd that you would come to expect when a team that's done you in the playoffs comes back down to visit, having not made anything of their playoff adventure. So yeah, a bit of revenge, I think.
How did Dave McAllister look to you? The new lad who's come in from Sheffield United.
He's a bit of a strange one, really, because he didn't really seem to offer anything that his namesake Sean couldn't have offered. And I do wonder what Sean McAllister's got to do to get a game, because with Nicky Rowe being out, it seemed like an ideal time for Sean McAllister to step up. But then he brings somebody in on loan, and now by all accounts Nicky Rowe's defied medical experts and is ready to return. So it looks like Sean might be warming the bench for a while. Yeah,
you do wonder, is everybody in Sheffield called McAllister or something? Because Sean came from Sheffield Wednesday as well.
Yeah,
they?
It seems a bit strange. You automatically think, oh, they must be cousins, but apparently no relation. So it must be just be a very popular name around there, or somebody's got a bike.
Well, this week, of course, Shrewsbury have got another big clash. We've just talked about Gillingham, but they've got Southend now, the league leaders, next up.
Indeed, sadly, I won't be there. It's probably the only home game, hopefully the only home game I'm going to miss this season, but I have other commitments. But that's going to be a tough one, as I say, especially with our strikers not really firing on all cylinders. But if the midfielders and the defenders can keep chipping in with goals, then we might have a chance. Cansdale Sheriff seems to have taking a liking to popping the ball in the back of the net, so as long as the goals are coming from somewhere. But that's going to be a tough ask. I think the unbeaten record might be under a bit of threat there.
And then a popular ex-Shrewsbury figure comes back with Southend as well, Graham Coughlan.
Indeed, yeah. I expect, as with several other ex-players who've come, that he'll get a warm reception, because he was a massive favourite when he played for us, and you know, always gave 110%, as the cliche goes. So I expect a warm reception from the faithful.
Yeah, he's more of a coach these days, alongside Paul Sturrock. They've done a really good job there, haven't they?
Given their resources aren't massive, and they seem to be sort of fairly comfortable at the top, and putting a good string of results together. So yeah, they've really sort of, I would say from my point of view, I think they've defied expectations. I don't know what their own fans think, but I think that they seem to be overachieving.
Couple of other bits of business at Shrewsbury this week. I did pop down to see Graham Turner at the Greenhouse Meadow on Monday, and he was coming fresh from the chairman's office, where they'd just sealed the loan of Aaron Wildig till the end of the season.
Yeah, so I believe, yeah. He hasn't really sort of had enough game time to form an opinion about him, really, but it's nice to know we've got a bit of strength in depth in the squad, which obviously you need as you come towards the business end of the season. And I believe that he might be trying to get another defender in as well before the window closes.
Yeah, that's what he said. He didn't sound like he was too bothered, frankly, when I was speaking to him. He was pretty laid back about it. He said he was looking around for a defender, but if it doesn't happen, he feels that what he's got is good enough, so he's certainly not going to panic about it. I mean, Shrewsbury's defence has been one of their strengths this season, hasn't it?
Absolutely, and I feel a bit sorry for Conor Goldson. I was just saying this to some people down the pub the other day. I mean, when he was sort of thrust into the team earlier on in the season with injury problems, and he played against Arsenal, He looks like a player who's going to go on to do good things, but then he's obviously had this this growth spurt that we've reported on. It's, I think, 4 inches in 5 months or something. So he's been sidelined for a while while he has his growing pains. But I think our defence, we've got some very good looking players down at the back.
Yeah, you forget, don't you, when you think professional football, you think grown man and whatever, you forget that as a teenager he's still growing.
Yeah, exactly, and he's already sort of 19'4" or whatever he is. So he's going to be a giant by the time he finishes.
Yeah, he's one of those that's not played too much, has he? But you see, when he does play, he's done all right. I mean, even at Arsenal this year, he was pretty impressive.
Yeah, I mean, even sort of when he was thrust in early doors, when he sort of made his debut in his first early games, I mean, as you would expect, first sort of 10 minutes on the pitch, a bit suspect as the nerves calm down and the butterflies. But yeah, when he played against Arsenal, he looked, not the complete package, but he looked very comfortable in the position he was asked to play. And has always done a job, so I'm expecting good things from him, if we can hold on to it.
Good stuff. Well, good luck to Shrewsbury Town this weekend, and AFC Telford United as well, Dave. I know you don't follow them as closely as you do Shrewsbury.
Not quite, no.
But AFC Telford as well, it's a big week for them, because they got knocked out of the FA Trophy last Saturday.
Indeed,
4-1 at Cambridge United, and one of those quirks of the fixture list, they're playing them again this week. It's funny how these things happen.
It seems to happen a lot in the conference, I've noticed. I know they do the double header over Christmas, but there always seems to be that sort of... like you say, there'll be a cup game, and then, hey presto, here they come again in the league. So you would hope, as with Shrewsbury last week, that there might be a bit of revenge factor in the cards, and they can put that one to bed and get what would be a very important 3 points for Telford, obviously.
Yeah, Telford battling to stay in the Blue Square Bet Premier, really, and all sorts going on at the bottom of the table this week. Darlington looking like they were going to the wall, then a last minute reprieve, and Kettering, apparently they're very close to going to the wall as well. So I think the one thing for Telford is they're a well-run club, and that they are looking after themselves off the field, and I think both our clubs in Shropshire can say that, can't they?
I think that's a very good point. I mean, Shrewsbury have been a very well-run club for all the years I've followed them, and I think Telford have following that model. Obviously they had their problems in their old guys, but sensible people are on board. They appear to know what they're doing and how to steer a steady ship. Let's just hope that with financial security can come the league security as well.
Yeah, I know since that big defeat for Telford last week, the manager has said he wanted to bring in players to his squad to strengthen it, but the trouble is his budget's completely maxed out, so he's pretty much been told by his board, if you want to bring anyone in, you've got to get a couple out, and that's exactly what he's done this week. And he's let Stuart Whitehead go to Worcester City. And
obviously we know well at Shrewsbury Town as well, and I've read some comments from him saying he's very disappointed to go, but I mean, a great servant to Shropshire football, I would say.
Yeah, Stuart Whitehead's been at Telford twice as well. He played for the old Telford United,
that's
left
right.
Them to go to Shrewsbury, and did a decent job at Shrewsbury, didn't he, as well?
Yeah, again, he was, didn't set any fires, but he was one of those ones who you could see was always prepared to give his all, and quickly established himself as a fan's favourite, which, when you're coming from Telford, is a tough ask to start with, so...
Yeah, and back at AFC Telford, he's really done well there. I can assure you, watching him week in, week out, popular figure with the supporters, always committed. He's one of these players that you can always rely upon. And I feel a bit sorry for him in a way, but at the same time, I can understand the manager planning for next season. He's thinking, does he really want a 36-year-old at this level? And he's simply given Stu the chance to sort himself out now, and Stu's taken that chance.
Yeah, well, I think two things there. I think the fact that he said to Stu, look, you're not going to be in the look for next year, so if you want to get yourself sorted out, shows the respect that he's held in, and as you say, if he's been told players have to go if you want to bring anyone else in, A, he's got to start planning for the business end of this season and trying to keep the team in the division and for next year. So it completely makes sense from everybody's point of view, I think.
The other one to go at Telford is a midfielder called John Adams, a very popular figure there. He's been there about 4 or 5 years now, and he's one of those lads, I think, to coin a cliche, I think if you cut him, he'd bleed black and white. And I spoke to him this morning, very sad to be leaving, but his is only a loan deal, and he'll be eager to come back. And you've seen it before in football, haven't you? Players go out on loan, do well, and maybe they come back and get their chance.
That's right. Well, I mean, although he's not broken back into the first team back at Shrewsbury, I mean, Steve Leslie is just a recent case in point. He's been out on loan at the back end of last season, and everybody thought that was it for him. Came back at the start of the season and back out again on loan, but again he's back in the fold, so alright, not back in the team, but yeah, players have gone out on loan, and sometimes it's just a case of getting a bit of confidence back or a bit of match fitness or whatever, and doesn't necessarily mean it's the exit window.
Indeed. Well, best of luck to Shrewsbury and to Telford this weekend, and let's hope that we're back next week talking about two victories.
Absolutely.